I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The government of Burma is calling for individual peace talks, but rebel leaders are rejecting what they're calling a face-saving move. The United Nations Federal Council has said that talks must include all minority groups represented by the UNFC. Vision Beyond Borders works there. VBB's Patrick Klein says instead,
they're calling for changes with the Constitution because ethnic minorities make up about a third of the population. They've been marginalized by the Burmese politics. They want to be treated like decent human beings.
Pray for the safety of the minority Karen, many of whom are Christians. Elsewhere, kids around the world are dusting off their brains for a new school year. And this year, Worldwide Christian Schools is an opportunity for you. Worldwide builds and supports schools across the globe, tending to the school's environment, which is distinctly Christian, funding to keep things running, and training for teachers. Dale Duman says the result is
the school really becomes not only known to the community, but an essential part of that community.
As your kids get ready to learn, consider teaching them about generosity through sponsorship. You can supply tuition, books, uniforms, and the hope of Christ. And a new studio facility in Mozambique has roughly a third of the funds they need. Here's the thing, if the money doesn't come in, the project stalls, and getting audio scriptures out also stalls. For Audio Scripture Ministries, that's too high a price to pay, so they're planning for the next phase and need three skilled construction teams to help beginning in January. The national team is still doing distribution of the players, and demand is higher than ever. Can you help? There's more on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about one of our stories or would like to support Mission Network News, just go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Help us to encourage ordinary people share an extraordinary message. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.